Stan Lee has dreamed up some of the most memorable characters who ever made the move from the pages of comic books to the movie screen. Working with several artists at Marvel Comics, he created or co-created the Mighty Thor, the X-Men, Doctor Strange, Daredevil, and many other characters. The most popular is Spider-Man. A bite from an irradiated spider transformed teenage Peter Parker into a superhero, but he still faced adolescent problems from acne to nervousness around girls.
Kiss me.
Kiss you.
I need to know something. Just one kiss.
Lee says all his superheroes had human failings.
And I tried to show that even though they had superpower, everything wasn't perfect in their lives. They still had to worry about earning a living, about their relationship with other people, about their families and their health and so forth. And I tried to make them real people who happened to have superpowers. And apparently that little shade of a difference was the main thing that made the characters as popular as they became.
Today, a new generation of fans has discovered Spider-Man and Lee's other characters from Marvel Comics. The third film in the Spider-Man franchise came out this year, and a fourth has been announced. Another recent release, Rise of the Silver Surfer, is the latest installment in the Fantastic Four series. The superheroes face the powerful Silver Surfer and the planet-eating Galactus.
It's here.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Upcoming films inspired by Lee's characters include Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Thor, Wolverine, and Nick Fury. Lee is active in many aspects of the entertainment business through his company, POW Entertainment.
And that stands for Purveyors of Wonder. And we're doing movies and television shows and DVDs. And I'm creating new characters and probably having more fun than I've ever had.
He is creating a cartoon series with former Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and another with celebrity socialite Paris Hilton. He is working on film projects with Disney Pictures, producing video games and content for the internet and for mobile phones.
So there is so much going on today, and entertainment has become so important. Where it used to be just movies and comic books, now then television came along. And now it's movies, television, comics, the internet, the DVDs, the cell phones. I mean, wherever you look, there are new types and new methods of the media and of entertainment. And it's really a very exciting world we live in.
Lee says he is no longer surprised at the popularity of the characters he has created.
Now I expect it. In fact, if people talk about some of the great characters in the world today and they don't mention Marvel's characters, I get very upset.
He says the challenge of thinking up new characters and stories keeps his work exciting. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.